Well, these repeaters have an internal repeat and internal timeout timers, which all that should be turned off, and then you do it all with the All-Star controller. The repeaters themselves have a internal repeat, timeout timers, pre-emphasis, de-emphasis, all that stuff. They're designed to operate with a very minimal controller built in. But when you replace it, you know, when you put an All-Star controller in, you know, you have all that additional functionality. You should turn all that stuff off on the repeater itself. Unless you have, there's a thing called fallback or in-cabinet repeat, where if for some reason you lost the All-Star controller, it would fall back. It would do visible. It would, you know, it would repeat. It would ID, you know, and then, you know, all that stuff. But just very, very minimalist fallback in-cabinet repeat. So, for the most part, all that should be done with the All-Star controller. And it's much more adjustable at that point.